If you have a kid like that doesn't open up with you, sounds to me like you probably want this kid to be vulnerable with you, right? Well, if you want that kid to be vulnerable with you, maybe you should be vulnerable with them first. If you're not sharing yourself with them, how are they going to share, open up with you? So what you want your kids to, let's say, be communicating, be vulnerable, whatever it is for you, be authentic with you, then you need to show that first to those kids, I think.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in Your Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. I'm joined by Polish Peter. And on the Life in Your Show podcast, we help people make more, work less, and live awesome lives. And at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. We go into business for ourselves. We create lives that are hopefully fulfilling, abundant, full of all the things we want to do, and not a lot of things that we have to do. Like, I hate the have-tos. I love the get-tos. And so we have an awesome topic for you today, man. What is it?
So you're asking me what the topic is. Well, I'll tell you what the topic is. All right. So the topic today is we're going to talk about kids and raising kids in today's world and raising kids with life and their values or life and their principles. How do you actually go about doing that? Because if you have kids or know some kids and you know what's going on out there when they go to schools or they're going somewhere outside of your household, what does that look like as far as, you know, raising those kids based on what we teach here at Life on Air? I think this is a super duper important topic to discuss because, you know, if you're a parent like me and Voja are parents, I think it's a really important to be able to go and see, okay, how do we impart some of those principles, right? How do we actually help them grow in a way where we're not in my, you know, I'm in my 20s, I think. You're in your 60s, I think, Voja, right? So you don't wake up when you're 60 and I'm like, man, I just wasted a whole bunch of life, right? So how do we impart those principles with our kids?
Yeah, man. Super important. But here's the thing, dude. I want to dive into this is like, you know, right now, someone on listening to this right now is thinking like Life and Air principles. I can't even get my kid to like, you know, do anything. Like how am I going to share this stuff? You know, and I think it's a valid concern. So what we're really talking about here is two things. One is how do you influence your kids, right? And then how do you influence them in a way that is in their best interest and that will serve them long term? And you, listen, I'll be the first to admit, man, you probably can agree with this, is like, you know, some things out there that our kids are exposed to are not the things you want them exposed to. And that's, there's no way around it. Really, there isn't. I don't care if you're going to public school, private school, Christian school, not Christian school. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, kids are going to be exposed to stuff. So how do we start to like really influence our kids, number one? And let's just focus on that for a second before we talk about the life and your principle side of things.
Yeah. So strategy one, you don't let them out of the house. You keep them in the house 24/7 and you do not let them out.
Feed them under the door. Yeah.
Obviously that doesn't work, right? And it's not a good idea. So disclaimer. Okay. So listen, I think, you know, one of the important things I think in this particular society, because if you think about this, you, if you're a father or a mom or someone who is their, you know, caregiver or whatever, you are probably one of the most important, impactful people in their lives because they probably spend the most time with you, around you, growing up, right? So if that is the case, there's probably in some shape or form they look to see how you are, who you are, what you do, not so much what you say, but what you do. So I think one of the most important things that you can do for your kids to help them during this particular time in this world is to influence them by an example, like how you show up, what you do in life, right? What you, how you think about it this way. One of the things that we talk about in Life on Earth all the time is about being intentional, right? In order for your calendar to work, in order for you to be able to go and live the life that you want, in order for you to get stuff done in your business, in your personal life, and things like that, it is very important to be intentional, because if you're not intentional, you know, 5 hours goes by and you haven't done anything. So what does that look like when it comes to being an example for your kids? Well, think about it. Are you being intentional in the time that you are spending with them? Are you being 100% with them, or you're all over the place, right? Are you being intentional when you are saying you're going to be home for dinner at 6 o'clock and at 7:30 and you're still not there? right? Are you being intentional when it comes to having conversations with your kids? Are you, like I said, present? Are you, when you're spending time with them, are you with them and not basically somewhere else? Because those are the kinds of things that I think that teach them, whether they're, consciously realize it. I think there is some subconscious influential way that shows them how to be in life. Because think about it this way: when they go out there and they do things with their friends or whatever the case may be, do you think they would be showing up much different, much more impactful, and much more confident if they are themselves much more intentional?
Yeah.
So I think that's just one thing that just I think it's a really important to make sure that you are that in life, right?
So I
What
think,
do you think?
I think modeling is definitely a first step, because at the end of the day, listen, every parent knows this. You only have so much influence over your kids. Now, there is also a natural waning, I think. I kind of think of like an inverted bell curve, where early on when they're young, you have a disproportionate amount of influence because they're spending a lot of time around you, but you're also, well, hopefully they are, right? Hopefully you're spending that time with them. But as they kind of get into the adolescent age, the tweenager on age, then they start to think they know it all, and your influence is diminished. The influence of their friends and society starts to take a little bit of a hold. And that's only because I think kids go through this phase of trying to identify who they are. And that identity is apart from you. And so just expect that, first of all, and be okay with it. And don't freak out, because that's just going to push them away. And then I think as kids get older and they realize they didn't know anything, maybe that relationship and the influence is kind of rekindled. And so a couple things, why, and the reason I mentioned that is because it's, and you mentioned this, man, being present, like, it is so important for us to be with our kids and spend time with them if you want to influence them. Now, let me also give this caveat right off the bat. Like, you can spend all the time in the world with your kids. You could be doing everything that you think you're supposed to do as a parent, and they could still go sideways. Like, they could still turn prodigal. It is, there's no guarantees with this. Like, and if you have multiple kids, you know this. I mean, dude, you have multiple kids. I have multiple kids. Everyone's different. Every single kid is different. And I believe that's even coming out of the womb. Like, my 3-year-old now is very different than my other 3-year-old was, which is very different than my other one. And so I'm giving you the permission to, like, hey, do what you can do, but at the end of the day, you can't control. You can influence, but you can't control. So be okay with that. And that's, you got to let go of that. So I just want to set the expectations appropriately. And so being present with your kids. And also, the other thing that you didn't mention, I think is really important, is I think communication. Like, and so you modeling is one thing, but explaining to kids, children, why you do certain things. If you want them to be patient, you show patience with them. If you're frustrated with something, explaining why you're frustrated, rather than taking it out on them, or even if they're frustrating you. Retaining that kind of level of, like, responsiveness that you would like them to show at some point in the future. Again, the modeling and just kind of communicating very clearly, I think, is really valuable. Like, and I, this is one of the times, like, for instance, like right now, when I bring my kids to school, like, I love that time in the car together with them, because I have that chance to, like, they're not distracted, they're not trying to play, they're not trying to play with the toys or whatever, and we can just talk. And those moments are, I feel, very, very impactful. And the more of that we can do, I think they'll learn. Like, they're not going to learn everything, right? And you can listen to, Jim Rohn on in your car, or the latest whatever business improvement book if you want, or self-help book while they're in the car. And maybe that has an effect. Maybe they end up just hating riding with you. But, like, I think the communication side of things is really, really important as well.
Yeah, I think that's important fact to bring up, because think about it this way. You're an adult probably listening to this particular podcast. Has anyone have ever told you that you're kind of like your mom or kind of like your dad, right? That you sort of like them? If that's the case, is it possible that you've been influenced by them in some shape or form growing up to be able to become somewhat like them? Whether they did it intentionally or unintentionally, you pick things up, right? And how, why did you pick things up? Well, maybe because you went from the perspective of, you know what? I like how my dad is. I like my dad. I like hanging out with him. So I want to do things with him. I want, you know, think about this, or like my uncle when I was growing up, I would constantly sit in his workshop, watch him, what he's doing and how he's doing. Later on, became an architect, right? So there is this, you know, kids want to, you know, be liked. They want to be loved. They want to be appreciated too, just like everybody else. So if you recognize that, or maybe you did it with a parent, like think about like my dad. I made the decision when I was 8 years old, I'll never be like you. I, you know, because
yeah,
how he
ways,
was.
Right?
So you went the other way, right? But it was still some kind of an influence based on what your parents or the most significant people in your life did. So that is probably happening with your kids as well. So when it comes to communication, when it comes to being there with them, here's the question that I would encourage every single one of you to ask yourself. If you guys recognize or remember in life, and we talk about constantly about having a vision, have a life vision. That's one of the biggest things that we talk about in life and all the time. What does your life vision look like? That includes your family, that includes your relationships and things like that. So when you are being intentional about that vision, you are going to write what you want your relationships to look like. So you're going to probably say something like, I have, you know, amazing relationship with my kids. We spend quality time together, or whatever it is that you put on there, right? And, you know, how you envision those relationships to be in the future. Now, if that's the case, here is the important question that needs to pop up is this. In order for you to have this kind of a relationship, who do I need to be? Who do I need to become in order for that relationship to have a chance to be this way? Because like Vojo said, you know, you can't control them. You can't control what the other people say or do. However, you can control how you are in those relationships. So the question becomes, who do I need to be? Who do I need to become in that relationship? And that's a very sobering question, because most of the times we don't look at that, because we're like, you know what? Especially with our kids, I'm right, kid, and you're wrong, kind of a thing, right? Or I'm the dad, or I'm the mom, and you're the kid. And we don't see them as, you know, sometimes we don't even like, I think, see them like the people that they are, right? They have brains, they have feelings, they have emotions, they have all kinds of different things. So when it comes to asking that question about me, who am I in that relationship, and writing that stuff down, and now I'm elevating myself to become, let's say, impactful or influential or present or, you know, intentional or curiously listening to my kids. That's why I'm elevating to now I start to connect with my kids a lot more. And then how you want to, you know, impact them. Let's say, for instance, you know, in Life on Air, we talk about sometimes whether or not you want to have debt, right? Do you want to have that or you don't want to have that? If that's your feeling, then you start asking and maybe having those kinds of conversation. But there needs to be a place for you to be able to actually have that conversation. They need to be open with you to be able to have that conversation. And it always starts with you, kind of looking from the perspective, who do I need to become? Who do I need to be in those conversations, in that relationship, in that communications, you know, to be able to go and have that kind of a relationship, have the kind of influence on them in that
world that's going on right now. You snap at them. Okay, you apologize. And some people are like, well, I'm not going to apologize to my kid. You should apologize to your kid, because you're giving them the permission that they can apologize when they snap, when they're mean to somebody. You model sharing. And by the way, like a lot of ways you influence your kid, like, you know, positive, you know, behavioral mm-hmm. psychology has shown that positive reward, when taken in an approximate, like an proximal, meaning a soon time after that behavior that they're modeling is taken, like it's much more effective than punishment. And so reward your kids when you see them doing the things you want them to do. Have discussions with them about money, you know, and you know, if you want to teach the value of money, like give them chores and have a chart next to your fridge with, hey, you get $1 for this or $2 for that, and you're gonna do it weekly. And then you have your responsibilities that you don't get money for, and you kind of learn to contribute and you learn to share. And, you know, and I think all of these things can can absolutely be modeled. And I like the idea what you said of like having, you know, having a family vision. You know, certainly when they're 3 years old, they don't, they're not, it's not appropriate to have that. They're not ready for that yet. But you can start to say like, hey, we share in this family, or hey, we all contribute to clean the house together, and like get start to, you can start in an age appropriate manner to start just showing those things. And
giving, you know, back, give, tithing, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
What's that?
Like tithing, giving back, right?
Tithing. Yeah.
Tithing. Yeah. Do you understand the words that are coming out?
Barely,
right now?
Barely. Yeah. I mean, kids not going to understand the word tithing, but you could say like, hey, we're going to give some, we're going to give some, you know, money to somebody who needs it. Right. And mm-hmm. you can make, again, make it age appropriate how you describe it. I think all of these things that, and by the way, there's, we'll talk about this in a different episode, or we have in the past as well, is like, you know, one of the exercises we do at our Get a Life Getaway is like, what do you want your kids' lives to look like? And you can model that through yourself and show that to them and demonstrate it. And some of it's going to, listen, like I said, some of it's going to take seed and some of it's not, but I mean, that's all you can do. Like you can't control them. And I think the overbearing helicopter parents are doing their kids a disservice. And also, let me say this, you also got to let your kid kind of go through the ups and downs of life. Supporting them as much as you can, but don't disempower them by solving all of their problems for them either.
Right.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode. Before we do, I want to tell you about an upcoming Get a Life Getaway that we have in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, October 1st through 3rd. Mark your calendars right now, because this is an event you're going to want to be at. This is where Peter and I will personally walk you through the process of creating the proven process, I might add, the proven process of creating a life and a vision for the perfect life that you've always wanted. We've had over 10,000 people go through this event. We've been doing it for almost about, 15 years now. We've learned a thing or two about how to do this. We've learned about best practices and what things actually work and make this a reality versus what's out there that's fluff and what's out there that's just pie in the sky approach. That is not this. This is strategy. This is tactics. We're going to walk you through every component to making this reality. We're going to show you how to fit all those pieces of the puzzle together so that you can have the dream life you've always wanted. Again, October 1st through 3rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There'll be a link in the show notes, or go to lifenerd.com right now. You'll see the list of upcoming events and you can register. Hope to see you there.
You know, I mean, the more you're talking about this, I think, you know, like for instance, my kids, my youngest one right now as we're recording this is about to be 17 in the next month, which is crazy that my kids are that old. Go figure. So recently I had a discussion with him, you know, whenever he goes over to his house, to his friend's house, he's got his own car and he drives over there and things like that, hangs out, right? And share some different stories with me about, you know, how his friends are. And, you know, they go to these different places and, you know, and sometimes, you know, they share about how this friend was all like, you know, doing certain things, you know, and I ask him, so how are you responding to those situations? You know, what do you do? You know, how you see that happen, you know, and to kind of, you know, in fact, I kind of share with him, and if I were you, I mean, I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't, what do you think about that, right? And see how they respond and what, you know, their decision making in those particular times, because guess what? You're not going to be there. So as you are talking with them, ask questions. I think it's important for you to ask a lot of questions, because if you just tell them you should do this or you can't do this, and depending on what kind of a kid it is, if it's a kind of a rebel kind of a kid, guess what? He's going to go the opposite. Or he's not going to tell you. He's not going to share stuff with you. Or he's going to go the completely opposite way. So it's really important, like Vojo mentioned at the beginning, you know, if you have multiple kids, they're all different. You need to have the conversations with them in a little bit a different way, right? To be able to communicate with each one of them. And I think it's... you know, how you want your kid's life to look like, that exercise that we do, whether you come to our events or not, I think this is a powerful exercise for you to do, to be able to discover a lot of things about your relationship with kids and about yourself. And because people get a lot of benefits out of that particular exercise alone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I want to wrap it here in a second, but yeah, I just want to touch on one thing you said about hanging out with other kids. And because listen, this is a huge influence on your kid's success, is who they hang out with. And so you've got to get them to recognize who the right people are to hang out with. And so the way you can do that is like when your kids see you around your friends, you can use those little opportunities to say like, hey, they're my friend because, you know, they're happy when I succeed, and they're cheering for me and they support me and they, or whatever it is, like, don't lay all this on them at once, but like, mm-hmm. you know, just tell them why your friends are tell them it's in communication. Tell them why you choose to have those kinds of friends. And you can even say like, you know, I used to have other friends that, and then say why you don't hang out with them anymore. You know, I realized they were getting me in trouble all the time. And so, you know, you plant those seeds. Cause like you said, you cannot tell your kid what to do or know what not to do. And expect it to be, you know, listened to except out of fear, which is not a good motivator. And so, yeah, that's a huge, huge point you made me in there. Well, listen, yeah. Dude,
I mean, that you brought that up, you know, so I'm just, as you're talking, I'm trying to figure out how do I break it to my kids, and I don't know if I want to be friends with you anymore. So,
I can help you have that conversation. That'd be amazing. We're breaking up.
Well, live listen. On the podcast. No, we're not. Don't worry, kids. We're still going to be good.
Well, listen, I hope you guys got something out of this. Like, I know parenting is not the easiest thing in the world. In fact, it's probably one of the most challenging things.
Oh, yeah. But I think it's harder than running a business, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna sound bad, but in a way there's some similarities there. But it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling things as well. And so as you're intentional about what you share with them, how you want to display yourself and be around them and embracing those life inner principles of like helping them realize they can be whatever they want to be, showing them what is possible and why you're able to have things or why you don't do certain things are all valuable.
Yeah. I got to say one more thing before we wrap up, just popped into my head. I've had a lot of conversations with some of my students about, let's say my kid, you know, doesn't share this with me. You won't open up things like that. Right. If you have a kid like that doesn't open up with you, sounds to me like you probably want this kid to be vulnerable with you, right? Well, if you want that kid to be vulnerable with you, maybe you should be vulnerable with them first. If you're not sharing yourself with them, how are they going to share, open up with you? So what you want your kids to, let's say, be communicating, be vulnerable, whatever it is for you, be authentic with you, then you need to show that first to those kids, I think. Be vulnerable, again, shareable stories.
Yeah, that's, again, modeling, right? What we
yes,
just said before.
It is so important. Guess what? Think about it this way. Every single thing we just said on this episode, it comes out of your vision. So that's why it starts with that vision. Be first. Write that thing first. And you'll see how it's going to start shaping up in your life.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you haven't yet, please subscribe because this helps us reach more and more people and change lives. We'll see you next week, everyone.